2024 due at signing, 0 security deposit, taxes, title, and fees extra. Offer with BMW FS credit approval.
100.7 WHUD. Good morning. Mike and Casey here, 6:15.
Oh, he's a former radio guy, and he's the man behind the very successful The Biggest Loser on NBC. But now, executive producer Dave Broom is the man behind The Briefcase tonight on CBS.
The Briefcase, I wanted to do a show that dealt with values and what matters most in your life. And I used, like, a lottery ticket as the jumping off point. We've all had that dream of wanting to scratch that ticket off one day and win a bunch of cash. But, you know, nothing really goes along with that other than you just blowing through some money. So I thought, well, what if we had this opportunity to really delve into people's lives and really show the human spirit? And that's how I created the show. We're going to be on next Wednesday, and then we close out on Friday. We have three more episodes to go, and we've held, I think, the best three for last.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And ever since I saw the first promo, all I could think was, what would my husband and I do? What would we do?
It puts you in that space, and I think it probably immerses the audience unlike any show. And you know, look, we're the number one show over the last two summers. The audience loves it. The media can't stand it.
The only question left, Dave Broom, is how can I get you to come to my house with a briefcase full of money?
Right? Wouldn't that be fun? I want to tell you. I think I've got every single DJ in the United States, every morning show, every talk, they're wanting to sign up for season two.
I think Briefcase Radio is the spinoff.
I love that idea.
Hey, listen.
Right?
Things could be worse than that. The Briefcase Radio? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Just bring the briefcase to different radio stations and start here.
Well, it would be a very short show because I'd say, we're keeping the money. Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
It's Andy Vail. Head home this afternoon with